Thank you. I may at some point think of something to say. Hello, I know, is always welcome. And in an hour and 10 minutes, I'm sure I will think of something to say. After hearing the quartet now for the third or fourth time, I think it's time that I interjected my own resurrection of a piece that I hear nobody doing, called Waket Alf, or Waket Alf, which has been translated to mean sleepers awake, and I'm utterly convinced that it, correctly translated, means wake up. There's this peculiar kind of Edgar Guest approach to titling things that come from another language. Chopin never titled anything. He hated titles. And they've done things to him like call one of his pieces The Maiden's Wish, which makes you want to rush out immediately and buy the recording of it. played principally as a processional at weddings and funerals and graduation ceremonies, all sharing in common that same municipal sort of thrill. Somehow mixed with decay. I last heard this piece coming out of the canned music speakers up in the ceiling of a funeral parlor where I'd gone to say my goodbyes to my Uncle Vern, who was a guy that, he was a corn tyrant. This guy grew corn and then insisted that you eat it in a certain fashion that was really quite involved. This was my principal memory of Vern, and because I didn't see a whole lot of him, and so the highlights stuck. After Vern died and I went to the funeral parlor, I expected to find him back, you know, in the beer there, on the being the beer, with somebody intoning above him, or hopefully having just intoned. And I walked into the lobby, and there was Vern laid out in the lobby, sort of at a kind of a cant, you know, Vern akimbo. And like one of the boys, sort of. The chapel was over here. Everything else was over there. But Vern was out hanging out. Not unlike a sand ashtray by an elevator in a modern hotel. Title being Sleepers Awake or Wake Up, that we've discovered the reason they played this music at Vern's funeral. Excuse me. Alone. Won't you tell me how I can see you now? Tell me why everybody tries, everybody lies. Catch my breath. Sometimes I wish this crazy race were over. The thought of living scares me half to death. And every day's the same.
never change, and we're going from the cradle to the grave.
The pickup is shedding some silicone. It reminds me of the time when the situation was sort of reversed, and I was playing like this in Minneapolis, and opened my eyes in the midst of my inspiration to discover that I drooled on my 12th fret in front of this small audience, and I was still connected to this 12th fret by my own protoplasm, which was taking on an uncanny sheen in the lights. Bad things happen, though. My favorite have all happened to John Hammond. He's had the worst luck on stage. Period. He's played jobs where guys walked around through the corn stubble, early winter with snow on the ground, through the crowd, which was all laying prone upon the stubble, with big garbage bags and knives, asking them to donate money so they could pay John for the set he just done. He played a show somewhere, he was waiting behind the curtain as they introduced him, and they introduced him as John Hammond, ladies and gentlemen. Clap, and the curtain went up. John was standing there, and his guitars went up with the curtain. And he stood there for a while. I think probably the biggest interruption he's had was when somebody was shot to death during one of his sets. That's the ultimate insult, for a murder to be committed while you're playing. Don't count for a damn thing then. I did this last set. I'd like to do it again. I do this virtually every set. I recorded this one way, and now I'm trying to get back a little more to the way Tom T. Hall did it. I'm the guy who didn't marry Gritty Pamela Brown, educated, well-intentioned, good girl in our town. I wonder where I'd be today if she had loved me too. Probably be driving kids to school. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, all my running around. One of these days I might be in your town. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. Seen the lights of cities and I've been inside the door. Sailed to foreign countries and walk upon their shore. I guess the guy she married was the best part of my life. dug him 'cause he drove a pickup truck. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All my good times, all my running around. One of these days I might be in your town. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. Tell you just how beautiful she was. Everything it takes to get a guy like me in love. Lord, I hope she's happy, 'cause she sure deserves to be, especially for what she did for me. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, one of these days I might be in your town. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. really want to do this one. I got. I don't know. Yeah, that's one way of. What the hell? That's another way. Once you start one of these boom chuck affairs here, it's true, you really can't stop. Start either. I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house on Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he brought home too little pay. I loved a girl Saginaw, Michigan, the daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm digging in this frozen ground so cold. With each new day, I pray I strike it rich and then go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming home a richer man. I hit the biggest strike in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. Gave me a great big party with champagne. He said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Won't you sell your father-in-law your Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all, the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. We're the happiest man and wife in Saginaw. He's ashamed to show his face in Saginaw, Michigan. I do this on stage, I want to strangle him. I appreciate your tolerance. I'll deal with myself later, harshly. song was a big hit in Australia, as a matter of fact.
Twice the price you've already paid. Thank you. I'm going to... sneak up on the end of the set with a tune that I wrote for a movie. I played it last set. But it's still good.
Thanks for coming. It was a real pleasure.
This isn't exactly an encore sort of tune. My own encores are so sloppy anyhow that I figure I can do no harm. I mean, I come up here, I sit down, I fool around, I plug and unplug, tune up. All of which time is supposed to be spent leaping to the stage and playing something arresting and brief. This is tentatively called My Father Has the Immune System of a Vulture. This guy's an ox, my dad. He taught jiu-jitsu during the war, Second World War. And when we were living in Cheyenne and I was getting crap for listening to Gogi Grant and doing other really outre things for a kid my age, I asked him to teach me how to defend myself. And among other things, he advised picking up a stick and poking the other guy in the eye with it. I've always thought jiu-jitsu had more to offer than that. Totally forgotten what song I was going to play. Ah, that's it. That's it. I have the memory of a vulture. Yeah, isn't that nice? Good. I think I'll get out of bed. Put some toast in the toaster. Take some aspirin.
Thank you. Thank you.
pretty Pamela Brown. Educated, well-intentioned, good girl in our town. I wonder where I'd be today if she had loved me too. Probably be driving kids to school. I'm the guy who didn't marry pretty Pamela Brown. Educated, well-intentioned, good girl in our town. I wonder where I'd be today if she had loved me too. Probably be driving kids to school. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, all my running around. One of these days I might be in your town. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. Seen the lights of cities and I've been inside their doors. Sailed to foreign countries and walked upon their shores. I guess the guy she married was the best part of my luck. She dug him 'cause he drove a pickup truck. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, all my running around. One of these days I might be in your town. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I might be in your town. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I don't have to tell you just how beautiful she was. Everything it takes to get a guy like me in love. Lord, I hope she's happy because she sure deserves to be. Especially for what she did for me. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, all my running around. One of these days I might be in your town. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. Guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown.
As the set progresses, I'm going to try and look up more and more often. These nights come to me every now and then when just hoisting my head seems to be out of my reach. I am glued to the guitar. A tune that I wrote for a movie called Little Treasure, which may be released soon. I've had a film career that's burgeoned through two movies now. The previous one will not be released. Even
the distributor of Eraserhead rejected this movie on grounds of taste. I thought those grounds were meaningless anymore to the distribution. A movie where a woman leaves the frozen north to find a long-lost father down in southern Mexico who's promised a sort of treasure for her when she gets there. And what she finds when she gets there is the guy in his 80s who's put an axe through his foot and now keeps what's left of his foot in a birdcage that serves some purpose that is never fully revealed in the script. My job here and there to highlight this foot in the movie. I'll play some of that later. As you might have guessed, it's a waltz. Point in the movie. At this point in the movie, this guy has died. And this leaves the other two people involved who drive from deep in southern Mexico to New Mexico. This takes them 10 minutes, and during the time that they drive, they're talking about termites, his previous career having been a bug exterminator. But you realize from what happens in New Mexico that there was more going on there than termites in this conversation, because they park beside a sort of gurgling stream, unlike a babbling brook. This stream that was found is a real gurgler. They were parked there. She falls asleep in the passenger side of the truck cab, and after a while he leans over her and assumes a great deal. And that's what gives you the clue that termites were loaded with romance. Thank you.
Thank you.
They want to be found.
among those afraid of losing their ground. Rain Gray Town, known for its sound. In places, small faces unbound.
This is a guitar I got from Dave Lundberg, Berkeley here about 70. This is what's left of it. As a youngster, living in Cheyenne, I would go down to the municipal pool and request records from a girl who had the misfortune of being the disc jockey there at the pool. They piped this music underwater for you. To try to give you all of the creature comfort, since they all know you're in Cheyenne. Out of all of the stuff that I could have selected, like Elvis Presley or Carl Perkins, I repeatedly asked for Gogie Grant doing the Wayward Wind. After I was a child, but still. And I would sink to the bottom of the pool, more or less,
listen to this stuff until I ran out of air. Yeah, well, it's one of those, well, I've run onto a detail that's not worth mentioning. Anyhow, I've traced the kind of melody line that Gogi Grant had in that song all the way back to C.P.E. Bach, according to a friend of mine. He was the guy who came up with the first kind of swooping line after his dad, who didn't swoop, according to C.P.E. They called his dad the old wake, and he was sort of like a, you know, the relative that you had to invite to dinner. And that's why there's, you know, only four seasons or something. So, I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house on Saginaw Bay. My dad was a fool, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he brought home too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan. Daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman. Not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. For gold, like a crazy fool, I'm digging in this frozen ground so cold. With each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich and then go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm coming home, please wait for me. You can tell your dad I'm coming home a richer man. I hit the biggest strike in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw. Gave me a great big party with champagne. And he said, son, you're a wise, young, ambitious man. Won't you sell your father-in-law your Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan, where the happiest man in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his face in Saginaw, Michigan.
Better do that again. Mm-hmm. My guitar has become a gambling.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Favorite guitar pieces. It was written by Duane Allman, and it's called Little Martha, which has to be either a small child or a tiny pig, I've decided. Something very cute. Richard Gilowitz, a guy that lives in Florida, holds the record, as far as I know, for having driven the furthest distance to see one of my sets. And then he caught the last 10 minutes. He came from Alabama to someplace in, I think, Philadelphia. He caught me after the set and told me that after seeing something I'd done on the tube, he'd decided not to be Robert Plant anymore, but to, you know, become sort of wooden and take up the guitar. Said thanks a lot, and he played a couple things for me, and I resisted, and I'm very glad of it, the urge to tell him to stop doing that. It didn't have the ring of possibility at all what this guy was doing, but he wrote this, and that was, it's been 10 years. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I'd like to thank all of you for coming out here tonight. It's been a while since I've been here. It's a wonderful room to play in. It's nice to have you back. I hope to see you next year. Thanks for coming. That makes it easy. I don't have my slide up here, so I'm going to have to do this with my own flesh. Which means it might stink, more or less. If it does, I'll try to improvise something despicable and get out. Notice how I rush out and take command of the audience for my encore. I'm continually baffled at my reluctance to do the right thing out here. But I know one thing I can do right now. They say that Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades. And though she'd act the little girl, a deceiver don't
don't believe her, that's her trade. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers, and maybe some lace. Men brought Louise 10-cent trinkets. Their intentions were easily traced. And everybody knew at times cry. Oh, but women like Louise, they get by. Everybody thought it kind of sad when they found Louise in a room. They'd always put her down below their kind. Still some cried when she died this afternoon. Louise rode home on the mail train. Somewhere to the south, I heard them say, too bad it ended so ugly. And the wind is blowing cold tonight. So good night, Louise. Good night.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.